Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds. This is your host, Evangelist Benton, coming to you this evening, Monday, May the 14th, 2012. Thank you for joining me. Please call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know we are on the air live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, you're listening to Victory Against All Odds. I just want to say I'm excited that you have joined me this evening. I'm excited that you found time out of your schedule to drop by and visit. Wanted to also say to those who may be first-time listeners that Victory Against All Odds is a radio talk show for the family. Our mission is to encourage people to become empowered with strategic tools to overcome abuse, rejection, fear, abandonment, and oppression. We talk about such things as child abuse, sexual abuse, substance abuse, suicide, depression. So once again, thank you for joining me on this evening. I'm just grateful without you, there would be no me. So we are excited. I also want to take the time to say happy belated birthday to those mothers, to all mothers, and hope and pray that you had an awesome day, that you were celebrated, that you were encouraged. We know that mother means in relations to a child or children to whom she has given birth. Mother means of all mankind. Mother means an epitome of love, care, support, protection, affection, courage, so forth and so on. And if I was to ask or take a survey of what mother means, I'm pretty sure that I would, in return, receive an array of answers based on one's experience with mothers or being a mom or an experience with your mother. So I'm pretty sure I would get a return that's much greater than the definition that perhaps I have given. But that is just a nutshell of what mother means abroad without any other feelings to put in it. Last week we talked about and took a peek at child abuse prevention, and I thought it would be befitting to just kind of go back and touch on that since yesterday was Mother's Day. And since we talked about mother's meaning, just that relationship to whom she, you know, she has given birth. So we know that because we are mothers, that care that we talk about in relationship to the definition of what mother means, support, protection, affection, and encouragement. So we're going to go back and we're going to build on that brick. Since just looking at the numbers, it seems like that you are interested in talking about child abuse prevention. And definitely it's a conversation. And it is definitely something that we definitely do need to talk about. So, again, we talked about child abuse prevention and we discussed early childhood development. We spoke about the values such as ingenuity and prosperity. Then we discussed the issues of child development, and we explained a simplified model of brain architecture, which is what develops. Then we went a little bit deeper. We talked about serve and return. Serve and return is how that develops. We talked about it in terms of one of the things that we said in reference to serve in return is that we create a foundation for child development. We talked about that process in terms of like playing tennis. You know, when that child serves that ball, we are looking for the ball to return in the manner that it was served. And we went on to discuss what happens when the ball doesn't come back. We talked about what it looks like when the ball comes back differently than when it was served. Did it come back too harsh? Did it come back too aggressively? And, of course, again, we talked about when the ball didn't come back at all. So that was what we talked about in terms of serve and return. And, again, serve and return is how it develops. Then we talked about toxic stress. We talked about the fact that we know that in life that there is stress. There is positive stress. There is natural stress. And then there's stress that we consider to be toxic. We know that children, you know, experience positive stress just in their development. You know, there's stress in just being a child and just that child development. But we also talked about when that experience becomes chronic stress and chronic or toxic stress would be neglect and abuse. And we talked about when that development is disrupted. And we talked about it from the perspective of brick architecture, just like building a house. We talked about building a house. We talked about that learning, the memory, and our self-regulation. We talked about that whole balance of regard as it relates to child development, what that whole picture looked like. We talked about that whole, you know, the body, the soul, that spirit of the child, the mind of the child, the heart of the child's emotions, and what shapes the child's personality. Those things are very important, and we talked about it from a simplified model. We also talked about what that toxic stress can result in, and that our job is to produce healthy, thriving children because they are our future. They are an extension of who we are, and they're the ones that grow up to be your next president, your next senator, your next doctor, you know, your next lawyer, your next judge, your next prosecutor, your next bus driver, your next school teacher. But when we don't do that development correctly as mothers, as caregivers, as you know, as one who gives life, when we don't do those things correctly, then we find ourselves visiting that child in the jailhouse, visiting that child you know, at the schoolhouse because the child has been suspended. We also talked about, you know, when we don't do what we're supposed to do, when a child doesn't develop correctly, if we're not there to protect the child and mold the child, then inevitably we may be burying the child. We certainly don't want to do that. But I encourage you to go back to last, week before last, go back to and the episode archives and listen to that episode in detail. Don't want to repeat everything I said last week when you can go listen to it. And so we want to just build on that. And we know that as adults, mothers, caregivers, that it is our responsibility to ensure the healthy growth and development of all children. That is our goal in terms of prevention. So in order to ensure healthy growth and development, we must begin to place protective factors and in place. We need factors in place so that we can ensure that child has a good start. These factors are conditions in which families and our communities that, when present, increase the healthy and the well-being of our future. Remember, they are our future. And remember, we are still talking about community support. So we know that these factors serve as buffers in helping parents and caregivers alike to find resources, support, or coping strategies that allow us to parent effectively, even if we are under stress. So, what are those protective factors? Let's talk about the protective factors. The protective factors, the first protective factor that we're going to talk about is parental resilience. Well, what is parental resilience? Parental resilience are parents, you know, mothers, caregivers, who can cope with the stresses of everyday life. What is everyday life? Our jobs, just the balance of our everyday life, you know, going to work, having children, being a wife, you know, these things, as well as an occasional crisis. You know, we do experience crisis, you know, the death of a loved one, loss of a job, things of that nature, and have resilience. So basically, again, it's parents who can cope with the stresses of everyday life as well as an occasional crisis and have resilience. Having resilience means that we are flexible in our inner strength necessary to bounce back when things are not going well. So that's the resilience. The resilience is being able to bounce back when things are not going well. So that is what resilience would be. The next thing we want to talk about is nurturing and attachment. Children's early experience of being nurtured and developing a bond with a caring adult affects all aspects of behavior in our development. So when parents and children have a strong, warm feeling for one another, we know that when those things are present, children develop trust that their parents will provide what they need to thrive. And we talked about that. We talked about their need to thrive, which includes love. It includes acceptance. It includes positive guidance, and we talked about protection as well. Excuse me. The other thing that we need in terms of a protective factor is parental knowledge of child development. And, of course, we can't forget about parenting skills, you know, our basic parenting skills. And it's not to say that you don't have parenting skills. And it's not even to say that we're ignorant of child development. But there are those who may need help. because of those stresses in our life. So there are extensive risks that link healthy child development to our effective parenting skills or our effective parenting when we have when things aren't balanced. We talked about balance last time. So children thrive when parents provide not only affection, but also respectful communication and listening. Must have consistent rules and expectations, and we must provide safe opportunities that promote independence. So when these things are in place, which is the child development and our parenting skills working cohesively, and I think that is what the key is those things must be working cohesively. Remember, we're still talking about some balance here. Then we know that we have successful parenting fostered. We know that successful parenting fosters their psychological adjustment. It helps children succeed in school. It encourages their curiosity about their world, and motivates the children to achieve. When those things are balanced, they have to be balanced, and when they are working cohesively, meaning both these child development and parenting skills, so that means that not only we're talking about affection, but respectful communication and listening. We have to listen to our children, okay? But here's the other thing. We must be consistent with our rules and expectations. So we can't say one thing, do another, or I call it making empty threats or not following through. And we have to make sure that our children feel safe. Remember, we talked about serve and return. So, you know, there has to be that balance there. We know that when these things are working together, again, it helps the child to succeed in their world, in school. It helps them foster relationships with their peers. It encourages them to be curious about their world outside. And it helps motivate them to achieve in whatever dreams or goals that they have in the different developmental stages as they grow. Then the next protective factor that we can talk about is called concrete support for parents. Remember, we are still talking about community support. We cannot do this alone. Many factors affect a family's ability to care for their children. Families who can meet their own basic needs for their, you know, the basic needs. Basic needs meaning their food, their clothing, their housing, their transportation. And who knows how to access essential services such as, we know that in addition to those things, we got to have child care, health care, mental health services to address the specific needs of that particular family or your particular child. So those things are better able to ensure the safety and the well-being of the child. Remember, we were talking about the balance. We're talking about the whole child, the body, the soul, the heart, the spirit, the mind, the emotions, and the personality are those inner things that make that circle complete. So in addition to just those basic things, we still have to provide they're making sure that their mental health care is provided and their basic health care provided. Then we need to go another protective factor that we can talk about are those social connections. You know, parents with social network of emotional support, friends and family and neighbors that often find it easier to care for their children and for themselves. So, again, we're still talking about balance here. And so when those things are balanced, we decrease that toxic stress. So most parents need people they can call on once in a while when they need, you know, they're having a hard day at work, hard day on the office, you know, just somebody to listen to. So we need that balance. We need to be able to have those social connections. We know that most parents need people that they can call on once in a while when they need an ear to listen to, when they need advice, concrete support. And actually, research have shown that parents who are isolated with few social connections are high risk for child abuse and neglect because we don't have an outlet. We don't have anybody that we can vent to. We don't have anybody that we can bring rationale to the situation when things are stressful, when things are a little bit chaotic in our world. Parenting, being a mother, definitely has its stresses. So, you know, these are some of the protective factors that we definitely need working to make the whole mothering, prevention of child abuse, those things definitely need to be in place. Remember, we talk about, you know, the serve and return, that when adults respond by mirroring back those interactions in a consistent way, when that child serves us, we need to be able to return consistently. The child's learning process develops and is complete when we can do that serve and return in its balance. And in order for that to happen, we need the concrete support. We need that social connection. We need to know that parental knowledge of child development and those parenting skills. We need to have that nurturing and that attachment. And, of course, we need to have the resiliency there. And, again, we talked about when those things are in place, then we're servicing the whole child, the whole child. When we don't attend to those important aspects of development now, then there are serious consequences later. We talked about it last week, last time we were on air, trying to change the behavior and build new skills on a foundation. When we talked about it from a brain architecture perspective, when those brain circuits that are not wired correctly, when we haven't built our house correctly, when there aren't bricks and there's straw, and when the wires are crossed up, and when the wall wasn't put up correctly, then we've got a problem. We need to invest in the kinds of programs that prevent child abuse and neglect. We need to make sure that we invest in fostering care that is going to be beneficial. We need to make sure that concrete support, such as clinical treatments and other professional interventions, are in place. Because when we do this and we build our house on a firm foundation, when the bricks are laid correctly, when the wires are connected correctly, when the sheetrock went up correctly, then we don't have to worry about when the stresses come. We don't have to worry about when the winds of life come, when the weather begins to beat on the house. when the storms and the waves begin to get a little turbulent. We don't have to worry about that house beginning to crumble and crack. We know that it's on a firm foundation, that the slack is strong because we did it right the first time. We reached out and we reached out to our support. We reached out to and picked up the phone and talked to that person that allowed us to vent when we had that bad day, you know, when we lost our job and we needed some extra support, you know, when that, you know, when the child didn't do X, Y, Z, or we've got a strong-willed child, we were able to find that support person, that family, that neighbor, that can help us get through, you know, those times when things aren't quite going the way we think they ought to. We're able to make those social connections that help us bridge the gap. When we need a break and we can pick up the phone and we can say, you know, I need a little help, it doesn't take away from the fact that you are a good parent. As a matter of fact, it enhances the fact that you have a support person in place that you can pick up the phone and say, I need a little help. Can you come over? Can I drop the children off? I just need a break, so that you can get yourself together, so that you can think things through, so that you can process things. So when we can evaluate the efficiency of what we're doing, and we can benefit and from doing it the right way. It won't cost us. Remember, we talked about when we don't lay that foundation, when we have to tear the wall down after we've built them, if we didn't cross the circuits correctly, we've got to do it over. And how much more does it cost us to have to redo it than to lay that foundation correctly the first time? When we crossed the wires the first time, when we were able to lay those bricks the first time, then we benefit from the investment that we've made. When we do this, this allows a reliable comparison between programs, and we don't have when we do this and we rely on the programs and we do those things, connect, and have that concrete support system in place, when we invest in the kinds of programs that actually support that healthy brain development in our children, then we see the results in a more prosperous future. Because remember, we're talking about our future. And when we make investments in children and in our families, and when we make investments in the next generation, we will pay our payback through a lifetime of productivity and responsible citizenship, yields us a positive return. So we must make a good return on our investment. And we definitely want to do that by making sure that we put programs in place when we come up with policies and things that are going to generate a positive return. When we make sure that we have a healthy child welfare system in place, then we know that we will yield a return that will cause us to gain. We know that then we have healthy, thriving, loving children. we know that those protective factors, that framework, if you will, that those resources that support those coping strategies allow parents to be effective even under stress. So those things definitely are important. And we definitely need to make sure that we if we don't have those things in place, we want to get them in place. So I encourage you to work on putting those protective factors in place. That parental resilience is important because we know that there are times when conflict comes in. Sometimes we have multiplied life stressors, such as health problems and marital conflicts, domestic and community violence, family stresses, unemployment, poverty, homelessness. Those things are stresses that cause us to sometimes be at risk for neglect and child abuse. So we need to make sure that we are recognize that when those times come, that there is some resiliency there so that those things don't get out of hand. And then we're looking at a situation that we don't know how we got there. So I encourage each and every one of you to make sure that we as parents, as mothers, do what we need to so that we can reduce the increase of child abuse in America, in your state, in your community, in your neighborhood, and make sure that we definitely link up with those who can give us life tools and provide knowledge of child development and parenting skills. And doesn't make you a bad parent. It empowers you to know that when we do these things, we help our children succeed in school, and it encourages them to thrive, to achieve. It motivates them to make friends, try new things. It kills fear. It kills doubt. It kills intimidation. It kills low self-esteem. So as you can see, when we are on post, when we are doing what we're supposed to do, we give our children tools as well so that we don't have to deal with the negative things that the world has to offer for our children. We definitely don't want to be a defeated generation. We don't want a generation that is defeated, but we want to make sure that our children are walking in victory. We want them to know that against all odds, that they are more than conquerors, that they are overcomers. We know that that as an overcomer, that they crush fear, they crush intimidation, and they move past devastation. They move past their woundings. We move past our woundings because we have overcome. We move past the challenges in life. We move past the hiccups in our life because we have these tools, these preventive factors in our life to help us overcome
to help us have a solid foundation, to allow us to yield, if you'll allow me to say it that way, to allow us to yield a positive return so that we can, in fact, produce a lifetime of productive and responsible citizens. Thank you so much for listening this evening. We thank you, and we hope that I have said something that you can use, tools that you can use, not only in your neighborhood, in your home, but also in your church, you know, in your community, in your town, in your state. And again, as I always say, please don't turn your head. Don't ignore child abuse. Don't ignore the signs of child abuse. Don't ignore the scars, and don't ignore the silence of child abuse. It is your responsibility. It is our responsibility as parents, as moms, as caregivers, as grandparents, as church leaders, as citizens of the United States, to invest in our children. I beseech you to invest your time and knowledge into our future. These are the children who are going to serve us, presidents, senators, janitors. Whatever their dream is, they are going to be taking care of you. So it behooves you to take care of them. Thank you. We hope that, again, I have said something that will empower you, that will strengthen you. And as I often say, we do not have to live in fear and terror and physical pain and mental anguish or feelings of isolation. We thank you for listening. We thank you for joining Block Talk Radio this evening. We are glad that you are here and that the scars of abuse only show that you have endured and that you're still standing. We thank you because you're not just standing, but you're standing in victory against all odds. God bless you, and see you right here again next week on Victory Against All Odds.
How many know he's so worthy? I love Jesus. I really love him. The spirit of worship is a very unusual thing, because if you're selfish, you can't worship God. And on top of that, a worshiper doesn't have to always come into the presence of the Lord asking him for anything. Because a worshiper knows in whom they believe. The Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So it doesn't matter if I have a problem. The one that I'm worshiping is a problem solver. I'm just looking for my worshipers. That's why I'm talking. A worshiper recognizes this, is that I've gone to the next level of faith that says, if God doesn't work it out the way I thought he should have, I know he's got a better way, because he said, I will do exceedingly. Oh, you didn't hear that. Apparently the way you asked him to do it was too low, because he said, when I finally do it for you, I'm going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power. what is that power? It's the power to worship him. It's the power to worship him when you can't trace him. When you don't know what he's doing, you still count him to be worthy. Somebody just lift your hands up. Come on, Dr. Pena. Just open your mouth and just begin to whisper something to him. Tell him how much you love him. Come on, tell him, tell him, tell him. Come on, you tell him. I want to hear you tell him. Oh God, if you don't ever do anything else, you've already done enough. You've done so much for me until I'm behind in my worship. That if you stopped moving in my life right now, it would take me 1,000 years to give you all the praise that's due your name. My God. And so today, I want to take this moment. Lord, we give you all our praise. It's the praise that's due your name. And we magnify you when we say that you're holy. That's how we magnify you. When we call you holy and tell you that we worship you. Does anybody feel like that tonight? Anybody in here feel like that tonight? Lord, we give you all the praise. Because that's the praise that's due your name. That he's holy. Why do you say holy? Because when you cry holy, no demon can stand in your presence. When you tell him how holy he is, every shackle has to break off of your life. Every spirit of torment has to come off of your mind. We worship you, Almighty One. Come on, just open up your mouth. Just begin to worship him. You ain't gotta sing the song. Just begin to tell us how wonderful he is. How glorious he is. Almighty One.
We thank you for joining us again here on Blog Talk Radio. We hope that something was said to empower you and to give you tools, as we talked about, child abuse prevention. And again, we talked about the values of child abuse prevention, as well as a simplified model of how to put those things in place that will cause us to use those protective factors to ensure that as parents, as mothers, that we put those buffers in place that would ensure us success as we invest in our future. Again, thank you. I encourage you to go back and listen to the archive of this show, as well as the episode before this one, because this was basically a brick builder. So we have just laid another layer of brick on the previous episode. Now we have the foundation, those values, and now we have laid another brick. We've put the protective factors in there. So now go back and listen to these two episodes and put them together and take an inventory and see where we are so that we can ensure that we have positive return on our investment. God bless you. Thank you for joining me again, and may you have an awesome, blessed week. And again, to those mothers, happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Have a good evening. We're going to listen to one more song, Going Out. Let's see here.
But that's the enemy's way of making you doubt, 'cause God promised he never in your darkest hour, just by your side. Hold on, cause you're not alone. In your sorrow, in your heartache, through your burden, He'll give you power. Don't give up, don't give in. With Jesus Christ, you're gonna win. City.